This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Gramoxone, manufactured by Syngenta, is a trade name for paraquat dichloride herbicide. Recently, Syngenta announced Gramoxone would no longer be made after June 30th, and the product would be taken off the market by the end of the year. Gramoxone is an effective killer of plants, shutting down photosynthesis when applied. SDSU Extension Pesticide Education Field Specialist Stephen Robertson explains it's a popular burndown or desiccant.
Typically, we use it for drying out beans at the end of the year. We want them to stop. So we say, hey, stop photosynthesizing. It's time to senesce. We need to harvest soon. So we can put it on beans. It'll dry them out earlier than what they might typically do naturally.
Syngenta cites competition with smaller manufacturers as the primary motive to removing Gramoxone from the market. But others hypothesize that ongoing litigation on the pesticide's toxicity and absence of risk messaging also play a role. Without proper protective gear during application, Robertson says the risk of paraquat dichloride exposure is real.
It does have very strong toxicity for humans. A small amount, like a tablespoon of a 20% solution, one swallow could kill somebody.
Generic versions of paraquat dichloride still are labeled and available for use in South Dakota.
So there are still options, and it's going to be important for folks to read through those labels to make sure that they align with their use intentions. Some of those might be approved for fruit trees, but not for burn down and weeds before cropping, or not for desiccation for beans. So just make sure that you read the labels.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.